Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Murondoy, John accused Coretta of encouraging Sharona to have a relationship with Kamal instead of focusing on her new job and education at UG. Coretta objected and threatened to put him out. And later that night, a drunk John returned and pelted the house with stones. Dinah tried to comfort Unique as they mourned the death of her father. Unique was distraught because she regretted being unable to visit him in New York before his death. As we return to Murondoy, Marla and Pepper are on the phone.
Hi, Marla.
Hi, Pepper. What's going on now?
Girl, I did hear trying.
Everything all right? What happened?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Pepper, you sure?
Yeah, man.
All right. You going over by Shelly?
Girl, I don't think that I can make it.
Well, why?
Shelly messaged me and I didn't even respond to she. She's going through she stuff right now, and maybe it's not a good idea for me to be around her at this time.
Why? Pepper, where you hiding, man?
Kathleen ain't tell you nothing?
She was supposed to tell me something.
I thought she would have told you.
Tell me what, Pepper?
Marla, I'm going through it right now.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell me that you're sick, too.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it sickness.
Pepper, what happened?
Marla, I'm pregnant.
Pregnant? Oh my gosh, you're pregnant, Pepper?
Oh gosh, don't talk so loud.
Anil, dear?
No, you got on over to the mechanic.
Okay.
You're serious for truth? You're pregnant?
Yes.
Oh gosh, happy for you.
Me really want people to know because I'm kind of ashamed.
Well, what is there to be ashamed about, Pepper? Unless you cheat on Simon and it's not his own.
Marla, hold up. I's a good Christian woman, you know. Every Sunday, I's there in the front row seat at church. And me, I's there making four with the pastor. How I could cheat?
I just asking, Pepper.
Anyways, the embarrassing thing is that me husband is over 70 and get me pregnant.
Nothing wrong with her. Pepper, you's a Christian. Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 when they had Isaac.
Yeah, but that is in the biblical times, Marla. This is 2025.
Girl, be thankful that God blessed you with a child, no matter how old your husband is.
You know, I thought about doing an abortion.
You did?
Yes. I never thought me and Simon could have children because of his age. And then, it's like I never really see myself becoming a mother.
Pepper, I understand.
You know, Marlo, I thought about it, you know. But then I started imagining my baby and how good it would feel to have my baby here. I felt so emotional, you know. But I just hope the baby don't look old.
Pepper?
You know, if me and Simon and planned this was one thing, but we didn't.
Yeah, family planning is always the best. Some people, they just make sure without any sort of plan.
Exactly.
Pepper, but you're a married woman, and you and your husband, y'all are well off. You don't have an issue.
But tell me the truth, Marlon. You think I would make a good mother?
Of course you would. And any advice you need, me and Catalina, we always here for you. It's not you alone in this. Pepper, you got a village.
Girl, I just hope me a mess of this child life. I've been through my struggles, and I don't want my child to have to face them kind of hardships.
I am sure that they won't. Everything will be okay, man.
Thank you very much for your advice, Marlon. I'll go message Shelly.
Here we are again.
Catalina, Shelly, so we friend Pepper pregnant?
I know, Marlo, but it wasn't my business to tell.
That is nice for Pepper and Simon. Y'all know, the only thing that I regret is that I couldn't give Ignatius a child.
Girl, whatever is to be will be. And not one point Ignatius wanted a child with you, but he money's the children. And he get Ryan and he two grandchildren.
Yeah, but I think me and Ignatius would be so much happier if we had a child.
Listen, we can't live on regrets. And right now, Shelly, you going through a health crisis. You shouldn't be stressing that you and Ignatius don't have a child.
I know.
So, how are you feeling these days, though?
Well, that's why I wanted y'all to come over today.
Oh gosh, I hope it's not bad news.
Mm-mm. The date for my mastectomy is set.
Wow. So, how are you feeling about it?
Kinda scared, but I know that once it's done, I'll be relieved.
Okay.
Shelly, you know, you're a strong woman.
Some days I don't feel so, you know. Y'all know how much days I was there hopeless in this house? All I could do is sit down and cry. Even Ignatius ain't know how much.
Shelly, it's better to cry than to keep it in.
Yes, yes. I could imagine, but they got anything that we women can do to prevent breast cancer?
I don't think there's anything we could do to prevent it, but we can definitely do things to lower chances.
You mean like, you know, getting regular checkups and mammograms and stuff?
Yes.
I think to prevent or lower any disease, making healthy life choices is very important.
True.
Look, I gotta stop by going to the gym, but I don't ever run into Maurice. But I gotta put myself first and try to go when I know he won't be there.
Girl, I can come with you.
And when I recover, I can join up too.
Look, we're getting old and we really gotta start taking care of ourselves. We gotta watch what we're eating. Eat a balanced diet, eat with fruits, with vegetables, and with whole grains.
And you know, some people that smoke and drink too much, man. All them things just contribute to disease.
Yes, limiting alcohol intake. And not smoking is another way of maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Marlo and Catalina, y'all learn from me. My journey with cancer has not been easy at all. And you see, I gonna be happy when I come out on the other side of this.
You look nice, Sharona.
Thanks, Kimal. I've never been to a nice place like this.
I wanted to make our date something special.
Oh, so this is a date? I thought you just invite me out to eat some food.
Okay, you can look at it that way.
It's really nice though. I'm getting to like living in Morondoy.
So you're not going back to Kwakwani?
Kwakwani will always be home. I can't abandon Auntie Nadira.
Sharona, when we're engaged, you could take me to Kwakwani.
Engaged? I too young to get married. I's only 21.
Relax. You can't take a joke.
Don't make them jokes with me.
Okay, babes. What do you want to eat?
This menu has a lot of expensive things.
Order anything you want.
So, your family well off?
I don't know if that's it, but my father has money.
If your father got money, it means you got money too?
Next topic.
They got love on this menu. I never eat though.
I mean, you could try it.
You sure you could be?
Girl, you're funny. You can get whatever you want. And you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you. I get it from my mother.
And what you got from your father?
He? Me and see the man since I was a little girl. If he dead or alive, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, my mother go away since I was little and left me with Auntie Nadira. Auntie Nadira is who I look at as my mother.
So, where your mother went?
I don't know, but I just hear from she every now and again.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, is Miss Coretta calling me?
Okay.
Hi, Miss Coretta. Yeah, me and Kamal okay. Yeah. I won't stay out too late. Okay, alright, bye.
What do you mean you won't stay out too late? You won't come in and spend the night with me?
What?
I'm joking.
Bye, look, relax yourself, huh? Don't make them jokes.
I like you a lot.
Let me talk about it later. Right now, I'm ready to order and eat.
Wanna go for a drive before I drop you home, Shirono?
Sure, come on.
Okay. Put on your seatbelt.
Okay, good. The food was so nice. I like the lobster.
Glad you enjoyed it.
But it's how far we driving?
We could go to the seawall. Not very far.
Don't think you can try anything, you know?
Relax. I want to get to know you.
Okay.
So, what are some of your secrets?
Secrets?
We all have secrets. What do you like to do? Like to drink? Like to smoke? What?
Promise not to judge me?
No judgment from me.
I pop pills sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I was addicted to drugs at one point.
Really? Rich boy?
Yeah. It was bad. Like, I had to go rehab.
Wow. And you quit for real now?
Yeah. It's not good. Like, I wasn't myself when I was on that stuff. I mean, I was taking it to cope with... You know, it just wasn't good.
Oh.
So, why do you do it?
I've been through some things.
Like what?
Some things. I ain't really ready to talk about it right now.
Alright, respect.
The pills help me to like be numb, to not feel as much.
I understand. I really think you should try to get off of that stuff as soon as possible though.
Really?
Yeah, trust me, it could destroy your life.
Alright, I hear you. But keep this between me and you, okay?
My lips are sealed. Count on me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.